Welcome to the Capital News. I'm your host, Alex Caritas. Today is Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, Groundhog's Day today. And Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow. Six more weeks of winter. Not too bad. We're already through the first month of the year. What's another 6 weeks? It's not like we can really go out and do anything anyway. Everything with restrictions and lockdowns and what have you. So 6 weeks will go by before you know it. But it's still six more weeks of winter. I'm sick and tired of the cold, I know that, but I don't imagine that's going to change anytime soon. So the title of today's podcast, A Central Banker's World. Where to even begin? I do want to focus on a couple stories today because this is central bankers already being very powerful institutions, individuals to begin with, are now really getting into politics more and more, aren't they? We have Janet Yellen, dingbat here in the United States, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, now the first woman Treasury Secretary of the United States. And now, with the collapse of the Italian government, the coalition, you now have former ECB president, European Central Bank president, Mario Draghi, now getting the tap on the shoulder. And if he can put together a coalition in Italy, he could become the next prime minister. Talk about the Great Reset. Talk about all of the pieces coming into alignment here. What are they trying to usher in? What are they trying to do? It's a central banker's world, and we're just all living in it. I mean, set aside the trillions of dollars that they've printed and continue to print. I mean, with all of these people in place, when is this ever going to stop? And the Italian markets are up on this news, of course, because it's more free money. It's print, 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 spend, 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 borrow, borrow, borrow. In Italy, their economy is on the verge of collapse, too. It's all smoke and mirrors everywhere, folks, because of these people and because of politicians who don't want to take any type of responsibility. Who do not want to take away the punch bowl. They want the party to keep going. And they do whatever it takes to ensure that the hangover does not take place on their watch. But it's going to happen. And because we continue to kick the can further and further down the road, it's just going to make the problem that much bigger. And it's going to negatively impact that many more people across the entire globe. So a couple stories, one out of Politico with respect to Janet Yellen wanting to join ranks with the SEC and the Federal Reserve to take a look into the GameStop frenzy and get to the bottom of it. Because yes, they should know about market manipulation better than anybody, shouldn't they? And then we'll read an article from the Financial Times highlighting Mario Draghi in the Italian government. As we stated yesterday, the coup of the day, all of the pieces are in place. Dry kindling all over. Just takes a very small spark and it all goes up in flames. That's all it is. The coup in Myanmar, the protests in Russia, the protests in India. And don't forget all of the protests that were taking place throughout 2019. And, of course, some that continued through 2020, but because of the lockdowns and the restrictions, they were limited. But the pain that caused those riots, the economic uncertainty, the political uncertainty, and the social uncertainty and all of those anxieties have not gone away. In fact, most of them are much worse because of COVID-19 and the restrictions that have been put on place that have decimated one economy after the next. So this is just getting started. And now we're moving into, of course, bigger, more well-defined economies and countries such as Italy. We'll also talk to market performance, and we'll get to that right now to get some of that out of the way. The dollar index is at 91.10, so hanging on with that 91 handle. Bitcoin is up about 4 percentage points, trading at $36,700 per coin. No major movements right now in overnight trading with respect to any of the major currency pairs. Overnight Futures trading, the Dow Jones is up 1.8%. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. The NASDAQ 100 is also up about 0.7%. Another big rally across the board today on Wall Street across all four major indexes. And a lot of earnings beats with respect to the earnings season coming out. Google, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, Amazon. Many of you have sure have seen that the CEO and founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, is stepping down as CEO. I do believe he will remain on board as the executive chairman. But hey, when you're worth a couple hundred billion dollars, I guess it's time for retirement to take it easy. But I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of him in the future. A sea of green across the pond in Europe. Biggest gain out there in Italy. Of course, on the back of a central banker coming to town to save the day with more cheap money. Japanese cash trade also putting up 1% gains right now. And the Australian market also putting up about 0.9%. On the commodity price front, continued rally to the upside. WTI at $55 a barrel. Brent, $57.75 a barrel. Natural gas, $2.86, continuing its climb. Again, most likely on the back of this colder winter spell throughout most of the country. Gold and silver, oh, well, what a surprise, surprise. They gave back some of those gains from yesterday. Gold is at $1,837 an ounce. Silver, $26.87 an ounce. Now, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? You know, nothing goes straight up. And nothing goes straight down. This upsets me to no end. Because I can just see what's going to happen. Of how many people are going to be wiped out. How many people are going to be blindsided and hurt by these shenanigans that are taking place in the market. And I don't like that Ted Cruz and other Republicans are joining forces with Maxine Waters and AOC and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to look into all of this stuff with Dingbat and the SEC and the Federal Reserve. This doesn't smell good to me, yet this is what's happening. Is it going to be a financial tax? That's probably going to be the least of our concerns with a financial transaction tax, which I mentioned yesterday, okay? They have outlined this many times before, ladies and gentlemen. They were talking about this on the campaign trail during the presidential election. Okay, this was a big sticking point. Look at all of the fraud and the manipulation and all of the money that's made on Wall Street. We have to tax all of the quote-unquote speculation, according to Bernie Sanders, because that's what he thinks the markets are, that they're just pure speculation, which is not the case. Now, he has a little bit of a better argument now because of all of the frenzy and shenanigans that are taking place, but that's not how markets operate. It's not all about speculation. Yes, there is speculation in the marketplace. That can happen. There are also sound investments for people to grow their wealth, for people to protect their wealth. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But they're going to use this as justification. And they're going to say, well, look at everything that's going on. We're going to have to tax you so we can collect some money, so we can make the SEC bigger, so we can give the Federal Reserve more regulatory authority, so we can give the CFTC more money so they can continue to regulate further. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, same thing. We need to raise the money to give these regulators more money so they can do more regulation. Where are they now? Where are they now? All of the fraud that's going on. The golden era of fraud. Where are they? They're nowhere to be seen. This is just their chance. This is just their opportunity to seize, to gain more control and more power. And this is going to hurt everybody across the board. And disproportionately, it's going to hurt the little guy. So fantastic for all of the little people trying to go after the big people, whatever that means. And we're going to get to GameStop too here to see where they settled at. But this is the concern when you have these message boards out there saying, okay, we went after GameStop and AMC Entertainment and Bed Bath & Beyond and BlackBerry, etc., etc. Now to the next thing. Now to the next thing. Let's go to silver. And for a couple of days, they had it. For yesterday, it was a big rally. Today, nice reversal, wasn't it? And of course, you have one of the biggest market manipulators out there, JP Morgan, coming out with the nerve, with the audacity to downgrade silver and to downgrade the mining companies. The audacity and the nerve. And wait till we read something out of Politico, again, with respect to Dingbat Yellen. Janet Yellen. I don't know how these people sleep at night, other than to classify them as sociopaths, psychopaths, and narcissists. Because I just don't get it. When we know that J.P. Morgan was caught red-handed manipulating the precious metals markets, and now all of a sudden, they come out and they downgrade silver, with central banks doing what they're doing. And somehow they can come out and make this call to downgrade silver? When we know that the Democrats are in charge and they want to push a very quote-unquote green-friendly legislation? Well, a lot of that's going to be solar panels. A lot of that's going to revolve around electronics. You need silver for that stuff. So again, even if you want to remove the monetary aspect of it, which you really can't, but for the sake of argument, if you want to try, you still have the backdrop of all of these green energies. Well, they need silver for that. So this is more manipulation, as far as I'm concerned, by J.P. Morgan. What'll happen to them? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. But we'll continue to monitor the prices. And again, as I stated yesterday, and as I stayed here all the time, stay in your lane. Know what you know well. Understand the markets. Do your research. My research tells me that precious metals, commodities, are going to do very well this decade because of everything that's going on. And Uncle Sam's 10-year junk note is yielding 1.11%. 1.11%. Let's look at GameStop, shall we? $90 a share, losing 135 points today, a decrease of 60%. Only a 60% decline in one day. Only 60%. Market cap of 6.2, 6.3 billion. Last week, it was at $24 billion market cap. Easy come, easy go. But FOMO, fear of missing out. Can't let that one escape you. Got to buy the stock at $300, $400 a share just to have it trading at $90 a couple days later. Did you get out? Did you make a profit? Or did you lose your rear end? Basic math. Like yesterday, we went through the Cynic's Guide to Investing. 10 rules of the cynic. For God's sake, know a little math. You lose 50%, you need 100% gain just to get back to even. Think that's going to happen to a lot of these people who bought here? Who bought it $200, $300, $400? I told you more people are going to get hurt than otherwise. This is just a prime example. Now the question is, did these people learn their lesson? I would like to think, yes, they did. But something tells me they didn't. And it's just a matter of time until they find the next fad, until the next frat bro pushes something else on Reddit or somewhere else that says stocks only go up, you can't lose. Preying on people's hopes and their desires and their greed and their ignorance. And their ignorance. This gives me a ton of concern, as I have been stating since last week. Obviously, for the reasons that I went through, of how markets function, how they're supposed to function. My dog in all of this is legitimacy. My dog in all of this is the truth and for justice to prevail. That's it. I am not out here defending, taking sides with the little guy or the big guy. Just saying, okay, the hedge funds, blah, 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 yeah, I'm defending them. No. Or the little guy deserves this, blah, blah, blah. No. How do markets work? How are they supposed to work? What's the math behind them? What's a hedge fund? What are they in business to do? Whose money are they managing? Connect the dots. Oh, another rule of the cynic. Connect the dots. And then you have all of the hoopla taking place on these social media platforms. Oh, another rule of the cynic. Consider the source. You see how this all comes together? This book was written, published in 2015. This was well before the onslaught of the Reddit army and all this other stuff that's out there. Twitter wasn't even this big yet, especially not having the influence on politics that it does today, and now more and more people are aware of it. Doesn't mean anything's going to positively change about it, but at least they're becoming aware of it. And people just following it blindly. Again, whoever is behind it, preying on these people's, their ignorance, and their greed, and their fear of missing out. So it gives me great concern that it's that easy to manipulate people. This is another tool for people who don't care about manipulation and pump and dump schemes to get a message out. I mean, social media, there are people that are called quote-unquote influencers. These are your stars, if you will, on the social media platforms for whatever reason, whether it has something to do with investing or something to do with showcasing products or somebody, a woman who's good at putting on makeup or with fashion and she has a large following, or a guy who works out and has a lot of gym equipment or whatever. People who influence, social media influencers, people who travel, whatever the case may be. How difficult could it be for an individual or a hedge fund or some other major institutional investor that has a lot of money to go and find one of these influencers, or to create an influencer because they have the money to get the eyeballs? And then every once in a while, they just slip it in there, just say, you know, can you just promote this stock for me? Can you just do that? And there might not ever be any linkage. How are you going to prove it? But nonetheless, it's still manipulation. Nonetheless, it's still attempting. It may be very successful with a pump and dump scheme. This is what gives me concern, because this is not how markets are supposed to operate. Markets are supposed to be a win-win for everybody. They are not supposed to be weaponized. That's what we're turning them into. We know how dangerous social media can be with respect to politics and elections, and we don't know where a lot of that stuff comes from. Those message boards, those opinions, those fake pictures, those fake quotes, all of it. It could be from somebody well within this country. It could be a Republican trying to attack the other side and vice versa. It could be a foreign entity trying to interfere in our elections. Well, if we can all believe that with respect to politics, then why can't we believe the same thing with respect to the marketplace? Why does this somehow have to be some type of organic uprising from the little people to go after Wall Street, even though most of Wall Street really came out ahead on it? You know, because there are also big institutional investors who were long some of those stocks, not just selling it short. But why let the facts of the matter get in the way of a good story? So I'm gravely concerned about this, because I don't see any end in sight. And a lot of people, again, are going to get hurt. They don't understand how markets operate, how they're supposed to operate, and so they're just going to continue to feed into it. And as long as some of them continue to make money, then they don't care at what expense. Until the music stops playing, this house of cards collapses. And then, maybe then, with a lot of blood and tears shed, then, maybe, people will have learned their lesson. But only for a little while. You would think we would have learned our lesson. I mean, you know, we had this happen in 2000. We had it happen in the great financial crisis. And only a decade later, we have it again now. If you have solutions, if you have ideas as to how this is going to end, or what's going to be done to limit what is said in these chat rooms or what have you, send them to me. Because I'm doing a lot of thought about it, putting in a lot of thought about this. Because there's going to be some type of crackdown. Because the hoopla with the politics alone is enough to get enough interest into restricting speech or shutting these platforms down or something. And now it's going to the investment world too. So it's going to be the same thing. Social media is opening Pandora's box. And everything's out and it's not going back in. But GameStop down 60% in one day. So when I tell you that the likes of Tesla, the poster child of the everything bubble, could drop in 50% in a day, 50% in a week, quite possible, isn't it? But here we have an article out of Politico. GameStop frenzy prompts Yellen to call meeting with SEC and the Fed. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with key financial regulatory agencies to scrutinize recent price surges in GameStop stock and other companies. The latest move by policymakers to respond to market maneuvers tied to a group of investors on Reddit. To scrutinize recent price surges in GameStop. What about the recent price surges in Tesla Is any of that justified? No, it's not. But they don't seem to care about that or anything else for that matter. They're never going to point the finger at themselves. These are the criminals investigating themselves. Don't you understand what's going on here? It's the central bank's world. They can get away with it. The meeting, which will take place as soon as Thursday, will focus on findings from the Securities and Exchange Commission, according to a Treasury official. It will also include the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, which oversees derivatives. Secretary Yellen believes the integrity of markets is important and has asked for a discussion of recent volatility in financial markets and whether recent activities are consistent with investor protection and fair and efficient markets, the department said in a statement. So let's backtrack here. The audacity that this woman has, or at least the Treasury Department has, to put this statement out on her behalf. Secretary Yellen believes the integrity of markets is important. Did you hear what I just said? They want to print money to distort the markets, to keep them well above any type of rational valuation. She cares about the integrity of markets. Give me a break. And nobody asked these people these questions. Nobody. They all praise them. Even the Italians are praising Draghi, most of them. This is unbelievable how these central bankers and other politicians get this type of praise, support, and fanfare. I don't understand it. She believes in the integrity of markets. Then why did you print all that money, Janet? Is that how markets are supposed to work? No, it's not. They're supposed to find fair value. They get overheated? Well, then they're going to come down to find fair value. If they overshoot their target, well, whoop-de-doo. Good. That's an opportunity for people who are willing to buy there. Buy low, sell high. That's how markets are supposed to work. What are you afraid of? Clearly, she doesn't care about the integrity. And then to talk about fair and efficient markets, you think GameStop moving like it did is efficient? You think stocks like Tesla moving like they have moved is efficient? You got this stock, Tesla, moving up 6, 7, 8%. One of the largest companies on the face of the planet by market capitalization. How? How? Off of no news whatsoever. Moving 6, 7, 8% in a day. That's what happens in penny stocks. Not the largest corporations on the planet. How is that efficient? No investigation there, I bet. The frenzy in a range of stocks has increasingly drawn in policymakers, particularly after brokerage. Robinhood Financial suddenly limited trading in GameStop, AMC Entertainment, and other stocks, citing demands from a clearinghouse for $3 billion to back up trades as it continued to rack up purchase orders from its customers. That's talking about the liquidity, everything in the background, okay? $3 billion is nothing to sneeze at. That's a big number. In addition to the volatility that has hit shares in GameStop, AMC, and other struggling companies, the CFTC has also said it is keeping an eye on derivatives trading in silver, as prices for the precious metal have soared in recent days. Some believe the rally was started by a Reddit post from last week that called for users to start buying silver in an effort to increase the price, which moderators later deleted. However, others on the website have disputed the community's involvement and called investment in silver, quote, a scam. Another recent post called attributing movements in silver to the online group, quote, a hedge fund coordinated attack. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Already you have the Reddit army and the Reddit bros and all, whatever you want to call these people, already at odds with each other as to what's a scam, what's a hedge fund coordinated attack, what's organic, what's true. Hold the line. Remember, that was the word. Hold the line. Don't sell, no matter what price you bought GameStop at. Do not sell. Hold the line. We got to crush the big boys. You got crushed. If you bought at $300 a share, $400 a share, you got crushed. But you were just doing what you were told from somebody you don't know. Who told you to hold the line? Consider the source. Follow the money. Who benefits? For God's sake, know a little math. These aren't difficult rules. They're common sense. But common sense is in short supply. So just like you can't tell who's putting out an ad to support Donald Trump or to support Joe Biden or to demonize either one of them, same holds true now. There's already division amongst the ranks. Oh no, that was just a scam. Oh no, that was just a coordinated attack by a hedge fund. Well, how do you know the first one wasn't a coordinated attack by a hedge fund or somebody else? Get my point? You get why I was so upset about this from the outset? It's just too easy to see. This was a setup. Something is going on here. And we're all going to find out what it is, because they always follow it up. And this is just part of it. So we'll see what our central bankers and SEC and CFTC come up with, and then we'll see what the idiots in Congress come up with. I can't wait for that one. Then out of the Financial Times, Mario Draghi set to form new Italian government. The president summons the former ECB chief after efforts to rebuild Conte coalition fail. Italy's president is expected to ask Mario Draghi, the former president of the European Central Bank, to begin talks to form a new national unity government in Italy as the country battles the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Draghi, one of Italy's most highly regarded public officials and a leader credited with taking decisive action during the Eurozone debt crisis, will meet President Sergio Mattarella on Wednesday, the Italian head of state's office said. So Mr. Draghi, one of Italy's most highly regarded public officials. See, if you're in the press, you just got to kiss these people's butts. You just have to do it. Oh, he took decisive action. Yes, he did. He took interest rates down to nothing. He printed money like it was going out of style, which it is. He has decimated, with his fellow central bankers over there, he has decimated the financial industry and sector of Europe. But he's highly regarded. And he took decisive action, so it must have been right. The unexpected decision came after talks on Tuesday broke down over rebuilding the disparate coalition government led by Giuseppe Conte that collapsed last month. Mr. Mattarella, who as head of state is the supreme arbiter in Italian politics with the sole power to call general elections, said in an address that if a new government could not be formed, the country would be forced into a snap vote at a time of great uncertainty. Quote, I have the duty to emphasize that the long period of electoral campaigning and the resulting reduction of government activity would coincide with a crucial moment for the fate of Italy, end quote, according to Mr. Mattarella. Mr. Conte, his coalition collapsed last month after it lost its majority in the Italian upper house, following the resignation of a small party led by former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who attacked the government's handling of the pandemic and economic recovery spending plans. So there you have it, folks. The article continues, but it's the same stuff. It's just another leader of another political party coming out and saying the damage has been done, the coalition has collapsed, the way that the government handled COVID-19, the responses to the economy, etc., etc. No good. This is a common theme, a common thread. One country after the next around the globe. And look who seems to be coming out of the shadows to come save the day. Or at least to be a part of those executive teams making some big decisions. Here we got dingbat Janet Yellen. It looks like the Italians are now going to have Mario Draghi. We know that the IMF is now at the head the ECB now, the current president of the ECB is now Christine Lagarde, who was the former managing director of the IMF. Just musical chairs, they just put them around. These are the same people that screwed everybody over with all of their policies, thinking they're smart. No. But now we continue to kiss their butts, and we continue to put them in positions of power and authority. We know what just took place last week in Davos, Switzerland, with the World Economic Forum. We know about quote-unquote stakeholder capitalism. We now know a little bit more about the Great Reset. Does this sound good to you with these people at the helm, the same ones who created these problems? No, but keep kissing their butts and keep praising them in all of these articles, because that's what they do. It's a central banker's world, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we are just, we're just the lucky ones who get to live in it. This is far from over. Talk about Groundhog's Day. The movie by Bill Murray, waking up every single day to the same stuff. My goodness. 6 more weeks of winter. Stay diversified, stay vigilant, and stay with the Capital News. I am Alex Caritas. Godspeed.